You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Man, that last segment just got away from me, and I got to finish that piece up. I blame it all on my friend Brian Taylor, who's here in the studio right now. Totally distracted me, kept me off my mark, but no. Just anyway, I was talking about these 21 House Republicans. Let me tie that up before we go into Copper's Corner. So here's the bottom line, folks. If you want to see the law in favor of transgenders having the same level of protection under the law as your right to freedom of religion, or if someone being protected because they're a male or female, if you want to see the same rights afforded to transgenders as you would to someone who is looking at age discrimination or disability discrimination, then I'm telling you right now, that's what these 21 Republicans doing. Now, they're incensed that anyone would ask. Now, I got to point this out. They have not won the support of their caucus, all right? Right now, they have not won the support of their caucus because what the bill essentially does is they say, this is designed to protect churches. We're trying to get out there out front of the whole issue, and we're trying to protect churches and other religious organizations, and we're making it so they would always automatically be allowed to have a carve-out. No church would be required to hire someone that would violate their principles. But in order to do that, they have to first establish SOGI policies in the law and then provide the carve-out. Right now, in my opinion, the carve-out exists. The carve-out already exists because freedom of religion is already there. If you remember, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty beat that issue in Montgomery when they tried to pass a SOGI ordinance most recently, and the Center for Law and Liberty made sure they understood this was going to be a violation of the law. And so, folks, I'm just telling you, these 21 Republicans are out there just literally carving out something that does not have to be carved out. They claim that it brokers a compromise between religious liberties and anti-discrimination protections for transgenders and LGBTQ activists. But the warning is that the logical conclusion of the bill is a full abolition, they say, of sex-specific facilities. That's right. So you would wind up having... There would be no way you could have separate men's and women's rooms if someone in a school board wanted to just combine them and make them all same-sex bathrooms. And so, sitting down for an interview, and at times it was apparently contentious, Congressman Stewart vehemently denied the bill would lead to the weakening of sex-based protections for women like occurred most recently up in Loudoun County, and argued that the bill, you know, went on to raise a range of concerns, even though it can raise concerns from groups like Heritage Foundation and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. I mean, the religious community is saying, we don't want this. What are you doing? Well, folks, these are 21 Republicans. And now you see, keep in mind what I say all the time, being a conservative and being a Republican, sometimes two different things. It's simply false right now that the bill would provide something that is necessary. In fact, what it would do is it would wind up doing things like tying the receipt of federal funds to whether or not you have appropriate transgender-based policies in place. I'm just telling you, this is bad doings, and this is the politics of race and gender at work. And right now, I'm just telling you, folks, you got to watch this. It's a bill being touted by 21 Republicans. There's not a single Democrat signed on to this bill right now. Not a one. And so, as a traditionalist, as someone who believes that the laws of the land have to also reflect society and traditions of society at the same time, I'm of the firm belief that this particular bill is doomed to fail, and I'm glad, but I also believed it's a clear indication that conservatives and Republicans are two different things, and that the politics of race and gender, yeah, it's alive and well in the United States, and we've got to get away from using it. The last thing I'll say on that is the majority of the House GOP has not bought into the arguments by the 21 Republican backers. One of them, Vicky Hartzler of Missouri, said, what this bill will do is use the hammer of the law to bludgeon people into submission who have dissenting views, and that's exactly right. It's basically a solution looking for a problem. All right, folks, listen, here's what we're going to do. I want Copper's Corner to have all the time it needs. So I'm going to end up that segment right there. I'm going to go ahead, Copper, let's go ahead and move to a break right now and get that break out of the way. We'll come back after this so that we have plenty of time. Now that I've totally juxtaposed our scheduling for the day, but now we're going to come back from this break and have one of my favorite moments of every single week. Got Copper's Corner coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And we will be right back.